It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill, and Frosty's here this morning. Hello.
Good morning. How is everyone today?
Fantastic.
Well, you guys are behaving yourself without Sauna here.
I don't know
maybe.
About that.
Yeah.
That's why they only let me in for a week at a time.
Yeah, we have to get rid of all the evidence before she gets back next week. Hey, speaking of evidence, so you know in the past I've had some issues with the big groundhog getting my beans. So I did this big enclosure of the beans. The beans are doing great. Well, now I discovered this morning, I did a quick watering before coming here, my peas and my lettuce got attacked by that thing.
Oh, well, then I guess you have to pinch those peas now.
Yeah,
well,
and I put repellent down, you know, safe repellent that's more natural-based that just affects their size, supposedly affects their sinuses. But what other things can I do without having to hurt the little thing?
I know. Well, and I think sometimes it's hard. The sprays are great, but once we get a little bit of rain and dew, it kind of it tends to wash it off a little bit. Yeah, some people use motion detectors. Or sprinklers, like things to kind of, you know, deter them. But it's hard. You got to really put up a good fortress for them. And then there's other things like moles and other things that could be getting to it too. So
I know. You never know for sure. I should get a game camera.
Yeah, or have a heart trap or something like that.
My big problem is deer. I don't grow vegetables, but I have a lot of flowers. I put in marigolds.
They
don't like those. They don't touch them.
A lot of things that are like highly scented, like lavender, a lot of the herbs, marigolds, they don't like the smell of it, so they tend to stay away from those.
So maybe I should plant those
really
around my veggies, maybe?
Yeah, yep. You can put those around your raised bed, right? It'd be the prettiest raised pea beds in town.
All right, well, what's happening at Frost Farms?
So tomorrow, it's pretty cool. We've got a gentleman coming from one of the largest nurseries in New England coming to talk about pruning.
Ooh.
Kind of kick off Father's Day weekend. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow. So if you want to come down, he's going to do some demos. There's question and answer if you got a question about how to prune certain things.
Are there power tools involved?
There's not any power tools involved.
Oh, darn.
We could incorporate that. We're going to have some craft cocktail, or not cocktails, but craft beer from Atlantic.
Ooh.
And some of their blueberry ale, too. So come down and have a sip,
Atlantic
hang out, learn a little bit, get some things, you know, get ready to check some items off your honey-do list at home. For the weekend, so yeah.
All right. So when is that again?
That's tomorrow, Friday, from 11 to 2.
All right.
Yeah.
And that is the weekly Frosty Report brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill.